temper and tone of this phase in silver will shatter all technical norms that have prevailed over the last 3 years. That's Michael Oliver's quote.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each day he brings you the precious metals and financial news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. And in today's market rundown, we're going to excerpt Michael Oliver's timely and helpful silver update, which I think is timely and helpful, given the move of the last 2 days. And I think that's always, you know, always good to get when you have a technician who's willing to come right out and give you an update as opposed to hide behind a prediction and hope things work out all right. So I have a lot of respect for Michael for that. And it's not bad news. We also have what I would call a definitive geopolitical report on Ukraine, Russia coming out of Goldman Sachs. And we'll be including that in premium. Before we get started with the prices, actually, we'll get started with the prices now. But while we're doing that, take a look at Tesla. Tesla's earnings missed yesterday after the close, and the stock is called up, looks like 10, 15% higher. So in one night, it has undone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, more than a week's downtrend. So the company came out with bad earnings. They missed, I think, on the top line and some various news items, but the market is just so overly bearish on Tesla that there were too many people who had to buy. And so here you have it. We'll see what happens during the day. Anyway, the dollar is up 18, almost 19 at 105.87. 10-year yields are 4.64, up 4 basis points. Side note, I'm now long 10-year bonds for reasons I won't get into right now, but they're not working out. I got long yesterday. S&P 500 is up 6.5 handles at 50.82. The VIX is 15.76, up a little over 7 basis points. Gold is down 5.50 at 23.15. Silver's trading 27.12, down 15 cents. Copper is again bucking the trend, 4.44, up almost 4 cents. So that's 84 basis points. Oil is down 41 cents at 83.61 and change. Natural gas, 187. Down a percentage point. So we're at the top end of the range of natural gas. It's my pet project until October. Talk about it another day. Bitcoin is up 24 basis points at 66,542. A lot of friendly, bullish news coming out on Bitcoin. But the market is, although it's strong, the market is not popping like it usually does. I think this might be good news coming out into people that already knew it was coming out. And they're probably liquidating a little bit. Ethereum is 32.81, up 61 points. Platinum, palladium are mixed. Platinum is up $3 at 9.12, and palladium is down a dime at 10.19. Grains, let's check in on grains. Okay, so grains are mildly up or down depending on what part of the field you're looking at. Soybean, 11.67, barely up. Corn is barely down at 4.36. And wheat is down almost a penny at 5.95.7. All right. Let's get to it. So today's conversational title is stolen from Michael Oliver's report of April 14th, of which we're a subscriber. And that report was entitled Get Ready or Get Out. And he was referring to silver. And today's analysis that he sent out yesterday, which we're going to touch on for you, is a continuation of that, really, when you think about it. Okay, the temper and tone of this phase in silver will shatter all technical norms that have prevailed over the last 3 years. That's Michael Oliver's quote out of this report. Again, today we have in premium definitive update by Goldman and a little excerpt from Michael Oliver. On the front page, we have the gold gaslighting continues. That's yesterday's report. Add to that, they're linking gold to China. You're going to see China gaslighting to get gold down. And, you know, we're going into some crazy areas here, threatening to sanction China. I don't know much of that, how much of that is jawboning and how much of it isn't. But given that we've actually sanctioned Russia and started this whole shitstorm, if we were to sanction China, you know, you wouldn't be able to buy gold at 40. You won't be able to buy gold. You won't be able to buy silver at 50. Okay. Is gold headed for a rug pull or two? And an executive at a major bank wants Powell to ease. Okay. Let's get to the meat of it. First of all, here's a summary of the Goldman piece, which we really, really like. It's a combination Wong, combination geopolitical overview. It's just good. The Goldman piece provides an assessment of the latest developments in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the key actors involved, as well as a summary of their probability tree of 2024 outcomes and potential macroeconomic and market implications. That's paraphrased from them. Okay, let's get to the silver stuff. Get ready or get out. Again, refers to a report that Michael put out April 14th. All right. My summary, so everyone can breathe a little bit. A few days of volatility are not a meaningful correction. That's the main point that he's going to make in this report. The second point is the 2009 parallel says all is fine thus far. Okay. So here's an excerpt. Here's a summary excerpt. MSA, Michael's firm, is focused on trying to define the onset of a reasonable correction, one that spans a month, not just days. Okay. We don't see technical evidence of that. Let me scroll this up. Let's look through the chart. We suspect it will occur this summer, as we argued in the April 14th weekend report. Get ready or get out. The temper and tone of this phase coming will shatter all technical norms that have prevailed over the past 3 years. Now, a little bit of color on what he's talking about here. This is February to November of 2009 on top, and this is the current chart. These are weekly charts. Now, between February and November of 2009, silver finally started to catch up with gold. Gold led this rally, and this was after the QE really got started. And we had a massive pullback in November of 2009 that he has in the red ellipse up top. Now, the reason that this is important is because he believes that we're in the first phase. For me, the first phase is starting to catch up with gold, just like in 2009. The second phase would be possibly, the way I'm looking at it, the summer pullback. And the third phase would be the explosiveness higher. So this analog is playing out quite well, and he's here to remind us of that. So, for example, then you go to the chart underneath, this is the silver weekly currently. You know, we didn't start catching up until gold until recently. And we have some serious volatility and a decrease. Now, that's the visual analog. Let's look at some numbers. He says the top chart, which I'm going to chop off here a little bit. The top chart shows silver's weekly price action in the early months of the acceleration phase that began in September 2010. So it begins like right after that, or actually right concurrently with that. Note the total difference in price on the top chart compared to the bottom chart, and then the very first sharp drop, red ellipse, during that advance. Basically, that drop from near $29 down to $25 involved part of 1 week and part of the next. A teeth-rattling 13.8% drop, and that was it. So to restate what he's saying, the market dropped 13.8% here in 09. I'm sorry, over here in 09, right? Or 10, I should say. Now, this is only a 10% drop. You need to understand, this is only a 10% drop. Now, the week's not over yet, but this is only a week, not a month, okay? So he continues to give you an idea. This was a teeth-rattling, to quote him, drop of 13.8%. And this is what it looks like in context. All right. That's the drop. Then we have another probably teeth rattling drop, ellipse second here. These are not corrections or pullbacks or tops. Right now, we're looking at it in hindsight, but technically, that's what he probably said back then as well. This is your correction. Multi-week, it's got to be 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it's got to last a month. Because when you have a move like this over this period of time, which is spanning 4 months, this is okay. The point is, when you've had a move like this after 4 months in a regular, orderly fashion, it's not going to end with this. It's going to end with something, you know, like that. So anyway, that's the parallel. The parallel is we're here. We're not, you know, at the end. We're still at the beginning of the acceleration phase. Okay. Chart shows what followed that first gut punch sell-off, first red ellipse that we showed on the prior page. Yet another sell-off occurred a month later. There you go. And then one you might have chosen to hedge against in January 11th, a full month of declines, right? So you're saying this could have been, this potentially was topping. At the very least, it was a correction. Anyway, so his work is saying that, again, this is, you know, it's always good when a technician doesn't hide behind his bullish call and comes out and he, you know, he reiterates or cautions it. The caution is, you know, just to start with that, the caution is it's going to get volatile. We have had a pullback, but it's not the kind of pullback that makes him worried yet. You don't undo, and this is me talking about gold, you don't undo what happened in gold over the last year and a half with a $300 drop. Now, we haven't had that yet, but that's my point. A $300 drop is not enough to undo what's going on in gold. It's fundamental. They want the gold, right? And they're starting to want the silver. India is not going to change their mind and say, let's sell our silver out. You know, China is not going to say, we don't want to sell our silver. I mean, it's over. Like the days of hot money, Basel III ends hot money. You either buy it or you don't. You don't buy it and change your mind the next day. Hot money is dead. Anyway, so we have some more excerpts of that, but we would recommend you take a look at his site and subscribe. Stay with us and we'll tell you more about that. All right, next, market news. Tesla reported a 9% drop in first quarter revenue on Tuesday, the biggest decline since 2012, as the electric vehicle company weathers the impact of ongoing price cuts. And the market is 10% higher. Right? So that's CNBC telling you the facts when the facts are bearish, telling you the opinion when the opinion is bearish. They're not going to tell you anything good about Tesla because there's an ideological problem here. Kathy Wood's investors are jumping ship. That's the Wall Street Journal. She's opened up shop in Europe, so she's not really worried about the U.S. anymore. Apple announced plans for a special event on May 7th. The smart money is looking at Apple saying they're not innovating anymore. They're just adding bells and whistles to current products. So it's not a Steve Jobs company anymore. You know, on my radar on the side is, you know what, they could have a big announcement coming up as well. I mean, they pulled back a lot of reins on the electric car and what have you. Anyway, they're losing market share to China. You know, there's going to be reasons to buy it again. But anyway, I mean, an Apple Pencil might be their innovation now. We had that in the 90s. It was called a Palm Pilot. Anyway, Walmart's majority-owned fintech startup, One, has begun offering buy now, pay later loans. So they're going to allow you to finance bigger. It's Walmart financing. It's like Sears financing. Moving on. Data on deck. The geopolitics we have covered here. Data on deck today is durable goods orders for March. I don't know how to take that, but whatever happens as a result of that data, just know that yesterday's data in combination with stagflationary. That's what it was. The big event is going to be GDP tomorrow and PCE on Friday. There's the Goldman Sachs. We have a little bit more from Michael Oliver. I'm Vince. Let's take a look at the markets again. Oh, gold's down $6. Let me pull something up for you in the spirit of what Michael was doing. You may remember yesterday, I said on the weekly, I said gold is okay unless it goes below this dot here. And that dot comes in at around 2291 and change. And I said it can pierce it, but it can't settle below it on the week, right? And we stopped right above it, maybe right through it. I can't really tell, but that's where we are now. When you look at that, you say, okay, fine. So you reassess below that line as the week goes on. Now going to the daily and removing the Bollinger Bands, right? I mean, it looks like a really good number there, right? Well, that's the first time down. This wick says there's going to be buying all the way down if it goes down again. So you're not worried as the market drops. You want to see what the market does here again. There was big buying here. Will there be more buying again is what you want to see. Or will the buying back off? Or will the buying scale down? It's hard to say. But I will say that given the sell-off the other day, open interest didn't come in much, which is a sign that there are more longs that have to get out, or it's a sign that there's people that are catching the long selling, and I believe it's the latter. The question is, are they deep money buying, or are they people chasing, trying to buy a dip? It's hard to say. But let's see how the week goes. The data is going to make a big difference this week. The whole tone can be changed on Friday, okay? Of course, it cannot be changed as well. But anyway, that's it. We have the Michael Oliver excerpts, and we have the Goldman Ukrainian geopolitical commentary as well. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals Update with Vince Lancey, brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, where this week's special is junk silver for only $2.75 over spot. Junk silver is the pre-1965 dimes and quarters, and one of the products where we did see premium spike in the past couple of years. So you can find out more by calling us at 833-326-4653 or emailing arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.